Harlequins are blindingly swift and agile warrior artists, constantly in motion as they leap towards the foe. To their enemy, they appear as a riot of prismatic color that confuses, dazzles, and terrorizes. Relying on their terrific speed and skill over brute strength, the Harlequins' weaving battle dance renders them all but impossible for their foes to strike. In battle, Harlequins appear as a fractal, polychromatic blur, thanks not only to the vivid colors many of them wear, but also to the technology incorporated into their hollow suits. These are known as the Dethedi to the Eldari, meaning between colors. They include a programmable hologram field that causes the outline of the wearer to explode in a cloud of tiny multicolored fragments with every step and gesture, an effect that only becomes more intense as the Harlequin moves faster. Even when a holosuit's wearer is stationary, their outline blurs with the surrounding terrain. To the Harlequins, every step of a battle is a part of a dance, known as the Sadath. The screams of the dying are their accompaniment. Thundering gunfire is their backbeat, and the roaring of engines a symphony. Their foes are unwilling partners in these performances, seeing their very worst fears reflected in the Harlequins' masks. They suffer a psycho-responsive bombardment that is distracting and confusing. These masks often evoke the features of characters from Eldari myth, and can change their visages, patterns, and colors in a moment. When an Eldari joins the Harlequins, they enter a warband known as a mask, which is as much a performing company as it is a martial force. Each mask's constituent members fight with an incredible synchronicity, choreographed by their lead players and troop masters, the latter of which command their itinerant warriors with all the skills of a master general and impresario both. It takes an Eldari to appreciate the sheer genius of the Harlequins' actions. To other races, a mask's deeds are little more than a riotous confusion of sound, color, and violence. Only the Eldari can see the carefully orchestrated patterns, the close teamwork, and the perfect timing behind every blade thrust and burst of fire. Harlequins make art into war, and war into art, keeping impeccable rhythm as they turn the annihilation of their foes into an incredible spectacle. Every Harlequin is a devoted servant of Sigorak, the Laughing God, a sworn enemy of the Chaos Gods, who is depicted as an enigmatic, vindictive, and sinister trickster, compassionless and quick to mock. He is said to know every path within the labyrinth of the Webway. Whatever the truth, the Harlequins themselves have incredible knowledge of the that quasi-dimensional place. Eldari legends record that Sigarak's pranks punished gods and mortals alike whenever they expressed overweening pride. And to this day, stories such as the theft of Cain's blade and the wedding of screams relay this theme to audiences throughout Eldari society. Sigarax is the only authority the Harlequins recognize, and each of their wars is fought in his name. Most Harlequins reserve their greatest hatred for She Who Thirsts, fighting for the Laughing God's revenge against the being who nearly wiped out the Eldari pantheon. Yet, it is not only Sigarak's hatred that the Harlequins reflect. All share their god's capacity for capriciousness and unpredictability. Even in death, they look to their own mysterious deity. Unlike the Osirnani, Harlequins do not wear waystones, for they trust that when they die, Sigarak will recover their souls before they can be consumed by Slaanesh. Though most of the races to encounter the Harlequins will only know them as warriors, they are far more than that. They are also sublime performers, versed in their race's mythic cycles and the allegorical and metaphorical tales that stem from them. They travel endlessly to every corner of Eldari civilization, captivating audiences with music, dance, ritual combat, nuanced oration, theatrics, and a suite of illusory and psychoactive effects. Almost every story derived from Eldari myth has its own accompanying play. While all of these are entertaining, some are also cautionary tales, reminders of the ancient Eldari's past failures, presented as a warning to their modern descendants. Harlequins also act as emissaries between Eldari factions, for none besides them are permitted to walk as freely amongst all of their race's territories. They have even brokered uneasy alliances between the Osirnani and Drakari, when the needs of the species have been great. The Harlequins also work to purge the webway of chaos and alien taint, a task made much more difficult since the emergence of the Great Rift, which caused irreparable damage to the network. This has forced many Harlequin masks to become more vicious and manipulative, resorting in many cases to blackmail and the commitment of atrocities to ensure the webway's safety. Known to those of their race as Arbenian, solitaires can move faster than even the naked eye of an Eldari can follow. They are capable of such feats of acrobatics that none, even amongst the Harlequins, know what their true limits are. Tales abound of solitaires running up sheer fortress walls, spilling from the shadows inside locked bunkers, and even slowing time itself. Their incredible speed and agility make it all but impossible for their enemies to land a blow on them in close combat, or to fire a shot at them that finds its mark. The solitaire resembles little more to them than a shimmering blur that flits great distances with every blink of the eyes. Solitaires are sublime masters of the weapons known as the Harlequin's kiss and the Harlequin's caress. The former is a sharpened tube attached to the wearer's forearm, which can be punched through armor and flesh. Once it has penetrated, high tensile monofilament wire uncoils from within the weapon, reducing the target's insides to a gory soup in a heartbeat. Just as deadly, the Harlequin's caress encases the wearer's hand in a phase field that lets them reach through a foe's armor and pluck out their heart as easily as if they were running their fingers through thin air. The strangest of all Harlequins, solitaires conceal themselves amongst Eldari society, wandering alone. None formally belong to any Harlequin group, and only on occasion will they join a mask to perform or fight. When they reveal themselves, wearing their grotesque masks, they speak and are spoken to only in a ritual form, and are held in fear and awe by their kin. They inspire such feelings because they play alone the role of Slaanesh in the Harlequin's performances. As part of this portrayal, they follow the path of damnation. Their souls are not collected by Sigarak upon their death, thus enabling she who thirsts to claim them. As a result, they are all the more dangerous in battle, for they will fight tirelessly to avoid such a fate. It is said that despite the dark end that awaits the solitaires, indeed perhaps because of it, they are touched by Sigarak. Some believe they share the Laughing God's insight into what happened before the fall, what will happen at the Rana Dondra, and even the nature of the universe itself. Death Jesters, known to the Eldari as Mogorok, play the role of death in the Harlequins' ritual dances, and possess a dark sense of humor. This leads them to seek new and inventive ways to terrorize, torment, and kill their victims. In battle, they are known to chuckle as they fire salvos from their shrieker cannons, and to hum cheerful tunes as they disembowel enemies with the reaping blade at the end of their weapon's barrel. Should they inflict a death that especially entertains them, it is not unheard of for them to pause their fighting purely to take a deep bow and to offer mocking applause to their unfortunate victim. Though they are killers par excellence, merely inflicting death is not enough to make war worthwhile for a death jester. For them, it must be accompanied by grim, ironic humor to be satisfying. They find much amusement in killing enemy officers who are in the middle of giving rousing speeches, terrifying sappers into running into their own minefields, or trapping tanks in craters made by their own cannon fire. There are few in the galaxy with the same talent for this kind of cruelty. In Death Jesters, weave a tapestry of tragic comedy on every battlefield they survey. Death Jesters move amongst the Harlequin masks at will, wearing armor said to incorporate the bones of their predecessors. Though their dedication to the Laughing God and the defeat of the Harlequin's foes is undeniable, they are treated with wary amusement by their fellows, for they are as morbid and unpredictable as they are talented. Masters of trickery and misdirection, Shadow Seers are enigmatic warriors with prodigious psychic ability. In the Harlequins' performances, they play the role of fate, acting as narrators who deliver monologues as the other players whirl, spin, and cavort around them. It is the Shadow Seer's psychic powers and the hallucinogenic payloads of their grenade launchers that create the diverse range of illusions in their performances. With peerless showmanship, they conjure blasts of multicolored light, pyrotechnic marvels, and swirling mists. In battle, these same grenade launchers fire according to pre-programmed patterns, hurling canisters of mind-altering gas at the enemy. The dispersal and timing of these packages are set to complement the ritualistic assault performed by the Harlequins around them. Any foes caught in the blast experience sprays of kaleidoscopic light and perceive friend and foe alike as horrific monsters. Many targets are driven mad, turning their weapons upon one another or even themselves. Shadow Seers carry mist staves, weapons that channel their wielder's mental force to crush armor plates and shatter bones. Even a glancing blow from one of these mysterious weapons can scramble the perceptions of living targets, clouding the mind with contradictory illusions and reducing sight to a slow motion blur. Should a Shadow Seer ever be given the opportunity to press the head of their mist stave to a victim's temple and focus their full willpower through it, they can blank their enemy's mind, drive them utterly insane, or even implant new memories and desires that enslave the unfortunate target to the Shadow Seer's whims. Shadow Seers are skilled in reading the schemes of fate, though they hone this second sight in a different way to the Far Seers of the Osirnjani. They are not concerned with the manipulation of events, but rather the fulfillment of ancient prophecy and myth, and who or what will play which role in such stories, wittingly or otherwise. Often acting as envoys between the different realms of the Eldari, Shadow Seers take great pains to ensure their identities are never discovered. Whether moving amongst their craft worlds, the Exodite worlds, or the dark city of Kamarag, they adopt strange names that hark back to obscure legends. and don faceless masks to reveal nothing of their thoughts, emotions, or intentions. Harlequin masks. Harlequin masks are both artistic bands of performers and martial cliques of deadly warriors. Whether their stage is a pristine amphitheater or a bloody war zone, every member knows their duties. Thanks to their deep familiarity with the mythic Eldari characters they portray. Armed with such knowledge, they are all the more lethal on the battlefield. Besides their personal role, each Harlequin is also fully versed in the roles of their fellow players. Thanks to this, when masks make war, they fight with a near prescient efficiency, knowing where their comrades will be ahead of time. Though a mask's various Harlequin troops are woven together by their lead players and troop masters, they require little direction. In battle, a mask is therefore less a group of individuals than a single coordinated entity, with a level of synchronicity and discipline that few other forces can attain. In the ancient days before the fall, the followers of Sigarak were theatrical performers more than they were warriors. But the organization of the masks has barely changed since those times. Each is centered around three distinct troops. The Light Troop is characterized by heroic protagonists and swift action. The Dark Troop is its polar opposite, associated with violent endings and malevolent antagonists. The Twilight Troop represents transition and is linked to the Webway and the character's moral and fateful journey. As each player and each troop has its own unique role, so each mask plays its part alongside others in one of the grand masks, such as the Midnight Sorrow, the Veiled Path, or the Frozen Stars. When a mask strikes, it does so without warning. Troops, jet bikes, and light anti-grav gunships surge from hidden webway portals, weaving a path into the heart of the foe. The players dart from enemy to enemy in a polychromatic blitz, their performances punctuated by bloody bursts from enemy throats, limbs, and torsos. The Harlequin's vehicles streak overhead, engaging their adversaries in aerobatic ballet, the explosions caused by their weapons forming a deafening crescendo. After inflicting untold devastation, they vanish swiftly as they came. The Harlequins have defeated many nefarious warlords and undone countless abhorrent schemes over time. And in doing so, they have shielded the lesser races from great harm without them ever knowing. But this is not the intent of the Harlequins, or at least not an end in itself. If Sigurak's followers fight for the survival of any of the galaxy's species, it is their own. Though the continued presence of another race may suit their needs for a time. Even to other Eldari, the motives behind the Harlequin's choices of targets are difficult to understand. In truth, the devotees of Sigurak believe that each of their foes plays a role, though almost always unwittingly, in events foretold in ancient myths and prophecies. Whenever the Harlequins engage such an enemy, therefore, the battle that follows is rich with spiritual meaning for them, holding greater significance than simple victory or defeat. Each of the mythic plays the masks perform has a deeply symbolic battlefield counterpart, known as a Sadath. This is a battle plan with an allegorical edge that informs target priority, overall strategy, and whether or not the light, dark, or twilight troop should take the lead. Each Sadath is highly intricate. When the Harlequins decide on which of them they will perform, they consider the nature of their enemy and the terrain, but also factors that an outsider would consider much less relevant. These include the time of day, the season, whether they are on a planet, moon, or asteroid, and the position of other astronomical features in relation to the intended battlefield. Conversely, some masks are specialists in Sadaths and mythic cycles that set such factors aside in favor of focused plans for each battle. There are hundreds of Sadaths, many of them well suited to particular foes or situations. Those often performed include the Hundred Swords of Vol, the Torments of the Fiery Pit, and Isha's Weeping. Others are used much more rarely, perhaps as the speciality of a certain mask, or when called for by the most dire or auspicious of wars. The Serpent's Brood Sadath, for example, whose ritual steps echo the deeds of the cosmic serpent's demigod Yung, can only be enacted by masks entirely mounted in anti-grav vehicles. Other examples include the Hero's Path, Foul Chew's Blade, and Sigurak's Jest. The first of these involves a Death Jester, Shadow Seer, and Solitaire slipping behind enemy lines. The second sees a formation of anti-grav craft fighting as the ritual embodiment of the Great Hawk's consort, as she bore the sword Anaris to Eldanesh. Meanwhile, Sigurak's Jest evokes the Laughing God's humbling of Kurnus by stealing one of his antlers, acted out by anti-grav craft that blast a path for players to seize their prize. Amongst the most widespread of grand masks, the Harlequins of the Midnight Sorrow hate the forces of chaos with an intensity that exceeds even that of other devotees of Sigarak, and care for nothing besides the defeat of she who thirsts. They see no price as too high to achieve victory, while all Eldari give up a portion of their personality when they follow Sigarak. They normally retain a core of their former selves. Yet, many members of this Grand Mask have lost even this sliver of individuality thanks to their mania. The Harlequins of the Veiled Path are capricious even by the standards of their kind, and their name is associated with backstabbing. They are known for being tricksters, manipulators, and riddle smiths, and have broken far more pacts with their kin than they have kept. The Veiled Path's many machinations involve almost every species of the galaxy. Their two-faced nature also comes through in their fighting style, which involves hallucinogenic acts of double meaning and bewildering mirage. Veiled Path Harlequins appear to take much glee in such things, but this too may well be an act. The playful and sinister Harlequins of the Frozen Stars have an irrepressible sense of humor, striking their foes wherever, whenever, and however will yield the greatest and grisliest amusement. These Eldari hold a great hope that their race will one day have a resurgence and fight continuously to bring this about. Following visions their shadow seers have gleaned from a tangle of potential futures, the mirth of Frozen Star Harlequins is swift to turn cruel and malevolent. They see all other races as vermin and fight furiously to defend the maiden worlds throughout the Eastern Fringe. The Harlequins of the Soaring Spite base their entire existence on the tales of the Cosmic Serpent's brood. Masters of aerial warfare, when they take to the battlefield, every one of their number is mounted with an anti-grav transport, or pilots a jet bike or gunship. Those of this Grand Mask share a natural bond with the Asurnyani of Siam-Hon, and their exploits are almost enormously popular in the arenas of Kamarag. Since the Dothian opened, Soaring Spite players have brought together great airborne hosts of jet bikes, flyers, and anti-grav tanks from across Eldari society. The Dreaming Shadow see it as their solemn duty to prevent the rebirth of the Necron Empire. Some amongst the other Grand Masks resent them for this focus, seeing it as a distraction from the war with She Who Thirsts. But this only bonds the Dreaming Shadow together even more. Harlequins of this Grand Mask spend more time in battle than in performance, creating spectacles for other Eldari only when they need to recruit. They will gladly take even unwilling candidates into their struggle to ensure that the dead stay dead, and that the slumbering never wake. Few grand masks are as sinister and unsettling as the silent shroud. Its warrior performers fight without uttering a sound. Even their weapons are muffled through esoteric technologies. Everything Silent Shroud Harlequins do is cloaked in secrecy and stealth. They appear from nowhere to conduct impromptu performances or strike the foe. They fight in such perfect concert that some Eldari attribute this to more than skill, speculating that those of the Silent Shroud use elaborate neurotechnology, or even that they are nothing more than ghosts of the Webway trapped in mortal raiment. The masks of the Harlequins are a spectacular sight on the battlefield. Their players and vehicles garbed in kaleidoscopic combinations of pattern and color. Though different Harlequin masks usually set themselves apart with their own unified liveries, how these are displayed can vary from Harlequin to Harlequin and from vehicle to vehicle. For example, Harlequins of the Grand Mask of the Midnight Sorrow typically adopt blacks and deep purples as their primary colors, alongside diamond patterns of crimson and cyan. They may wear these patterns on a single limb of their clothing, on both legs, on both arms, or in a quartered or halved fashion. When such warriors race across the battlefield together, these vivid costume choices, combine with the effects of their holo suits, to make it all but impossible for foes to pick them out as clear targets. Some Harlequin forces also use a variety of different symbols and iconography to identify their various troops and vehicles, dictated as much by their individual aesthetic preferences as by any tactical benefits on the battlefield. Diamonds, triangles, and arrows are often favored as distinguishing devices on vehicles, and form part of a runic numerical system stretching back thousands of years. Similar markings can also be found upon the raiment of many players, who will sometimes use them to identify which troop they belong to. In this way, some Harlequins choose to signify whether they fight within troops of the light, the dark, or the twilight. The Black Library. Resembling a huge, impossible craft world, the Black Library houses much of the Eldari's most precious knowledge. The lore kept safe in this unfathomable structure includes everything the Eldari know of Chaos and the Warp, as well as information on the nature of psychic power collected by other races. Such is the extent of the secrets kept within it that the origin tale of Chaos itself but a mere fragment. Unlike the craft worlds of the Osirnjani, the Black Library can only exist within the labyrinthian dimension of the Webway. Inside, it is a place of winding corridors, starlit chambers, and shadow-droned obelets. Its hidden entrances are warded by veils of riddle and illusion, as well as dread guardians whose very nature many Eldari do not comprehend. However, the Black Library's primary defenders are the Harlequins. In this role, the warriors of the Laughing God must be eternally vigilant, for countless evil forces desire the Black Library's contents for themselves. Grimoires of dark magic, records of chaos cults, moonthorn caskets imprisoning demonic artifacts, ancient blades and alien skulls have all been coveted by demon hosts, imperial inquisitors, Drakari archons, and Necron overlords. For all its defenses, the Black Library's boundaries have been breached on occasion. In recent years, the notorious sorcerer Ahriman of the Thousand Sons achieved such a feat, taking items of precious knowledge for his own secretive purposes. The Harlequins at War. Choreographers of conflict, troop masters direct their comrades' reactions to the fates of battle and ensure their performance in the theater of war is as perfect as it can be. They are blisteringly swift and deadly warriors, and with the consent of their peers, they act as focal points of their troops. Shadow seers can blind their enemies and drive them mad with psychic powers, as they shield their allies with veils of illusion. They fire hallucinogenic payloads from their grenade launchers that can cause disorientation or death. In close combat, Shadow Seers crush bones with strikes from their mist staves, which also scramble the perceptions of those hit. The players of Harlequin troops perform with breathtaking skills. Whether their stage is a wraithbone and glass amphitheater bathed in crystalline light, or the firelit hell of the battlefield, they tumble, sprint, and leap with beautiful agility. Every squeeze of the trigger and slash of a blade bringing death to the enemy. The arrival of a death jester upon the battlefield is announced by a hissing storm of shrieker cannon fire. Enemy infantry are torn apart in sprays of blood and scalded flesh as the weapon's gene toxins cause them to combust horrifically from within. Adding insult to injury, the Death Jester ensures every demise is as cruelly ironic as possible. Solitaires are the equal of a host of lesser warriors and can move at speeds the naked eye cannot follow. In combat, their scything kicks and hammer blow punches come so fast their foes are dead before they know they are in a fight. They sever heads, open throats, and pierce hearts in a rapid blur of movement, and cause blood to fall like monsoon rain. Sky weavers shoot through the air in a prismatic storm of hallucinatory color and light, while the riders, known as Skyborn Princes, pilot each jet bike and operate its guns. Those called Great Falcons ride Pillion, poised to cut down the foe with their star bolas, or bisect them with their sweeping zephyr glaives. The Void Weaver's potent combination of versatile weapons, lightweight psychoplastic armor, hypervelocity, and polychromatic camouflage make them exceptionally dangerous attack craft. A full squadron of Void Weavers can rip apart an enemy battle tank or slaughter whole squads of infantry when carrying out their devastating ambushes. The Star Weavers are agile and nimble anti-grav transport craft swoop and spiral effortlessly through incoming fire, their flickering hollow fields giving them polychromatic camouflage. Armed with multiple heavy weapons, they provide great volumes of supporting fire for the troops they carry, scything down the foe with withering hails of shurikens.